His name is Robin Miller, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. You know him from NBC Sports, Racer.com, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Robin, has Indianapolis settled the freak down now that Roger Penske rolled the Brinks truck in there to purchase half the city?
You know, I don't think I've covered racing for over 50 years, and I've never seen such a positive reaction from race fans and just people in general that maybe aren't even Indy 500 aficionados. It's the most, I've not heard one cross word about, oh, that's not going to work, or oh, that's terrible. It's probably the best thing that's, I was talking to Bobby Unser the other day, it's probably the best thing that's happened in our lifetime just for the good of racing. And hell, RP's, I bet he's been here 7 times in the last 6 weeks.
Wow.
We'll take it.
Robin Miller, NBC Sports, Racer.com, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Robin, did we ever zero in on a final figure for the cost of Indianapolis Motor Speedway and IndyCar?
No. There's about eight or nine people, that maybe 10 people that actually know. And I tried to get Mark Miles to play a high-low game, and he wouldn't do it. It's somewhere between $250 and $450 million, we think. But we don't know, because there was never any, you know, you guys, if you guys sell a house in your neighborhood, you know what the value is, because you know what somebody sold something down the street for. This has been the most talked about thing in my whole lifetime. What's the Speedway worth? If anybody buys it, how do you put a number on it? I guess it's worth whatever anybody pays. And I was talking to Danny Sullivan. He's really good buddies with the guys at Liberty Media, the guys that own Formula One, and they were in there bidding for it until it got to $200 million, and that's when they bailed. So it's over $200 million. We know that.
Whoa, that's pretty okay. That's pretty interesting right there. Robin Miller joining us here in the Freak Nation. The $200 to $300 to $400 million price tag, however, was a little alarming to me. I mean, I know this isn't the NBA. I know this isn't the NFL, but you see teams being purchased in the billions, and you think of a facility that's 110 some odd years old, that it would be worth more than that, plus a racing series on top of it, plus the TV rights to that racing series. Does that say something about the state of motorsports in general?
Well, yeah, I think that's a good point. Look, we all think the Speedway's invaluable and everything, but you know, when the NASCAR contract is renegotiated in a couple of years, that's going to be a rude awakening for NASCAR. IndyCar mm-hmm. doesn't get a tenth of what NASCAR gets television money-wise. And if you really look at it, the Speedway makes money 2 days a year in May, carb day and race day. And all the rest of the time, they lose money. They didn't used to, but they do. So... Mm-hmm. It's probably not quite the big cash cow. The month of May is no doubt about it. The month of May is still great. They make a lot. They make, you know, lots of money in May. But you got to keep the place up. They've tried everything. What do they try? They tried air races, motorcycle races, and you know what? I think there's too many. There's too many events here. It used to be, you know, when you were growing up here, you know how special it was because it was only.
Yeah.
Tony Coleman used to say, hey, we're just like the circus. We come to town once a year. Don't miss us. And nobody did. So it's probably a little bit of overkill as far as Speedway being open all the time. If it's not the mystique it used to be. But the good news is the Indy 500 is still the biggest race, still the biggest crowd. There's still a wonderful buzz on race morning. If you take somebody here that's never been here before, you guys know that. It's just, I think we probably always overestimated what it was worth.
Well, having said that about events and maybe keeping the doors open a little too frequently over the past 10 or 20 years, Roger Penske does want to continue that. However, he wants to do it in the form of entertainment outside of motorsports, maybe concerts. So I still think that that's going to be okay, bringing about different eyeballs to the facility. Do you agree?
Well, yeah, but I don't know what he's going to do. This is Sunday night, so... The last 5 Sunday nights about midnight, I'll send RP a couple of emails from fans about what they'd like to see. Hey, as I sit in the third turn, we don't know what's going on during the race. They took away our little crawl across the screen, so we don't know what's going on. Can you fix that? Hey, we need more seats in the shade. So on Sunday nights, we have this little 20-minute, you know, we're coming up here in a couple hours, of communicating, and he's so concerned about trying to take care of the fans with new suites, new seats, nicer restrooms. He says the other day to me, he says, guess how many restrooms there are in Speedway? I said, Roger, I have no idea. He goes, 165. He goes, guess how many of them need help? I said, I don't know, 160. He goes, pretty close. So he's gung-ho about making the Speedway as nice as he can for the fans. And you guys know from Fontana and Michigan and Nazareth, whatever track he owned, it was always the best. I mean, always the nicest, and the facilities were clean. And so I think, I don't know what his plan is outside of making the track really nice. Because I've been gouging, we got to bring the apron back. And, you know, he said, well, we'll talk about all that later. You know, I'm not, you know, so Danny Sullivan's been saying, hey, you got to beat on RP to bring the apron back. I said, Jesus, you won the race for him. You call him up and tell him. He'll listen to you.
Well, yes, Robin Miller joining us here on Speed Freaks. He did pledge this week to several media people that he was going to spend several million dollars between now and May 1st before the Indy 500, and then bigger refurbishments will be made after the NASCAR race on July 4th weekend. So from what you're saying, I'm assuming that's going to go to the poopers, that's going to go to some new TV screens around the facility, Wi-Fi maybe. So just, will we really notice much besides maybe the restrooms and you boys don't have to use trowels anymore?
Well, I imagine we'll notice visually, and I think he's very concerned that he get a really good Wi-Fi signal, especially since you're going to be able to bet on the Indy 500 as the race goes on this year on your phone.
This year,
you better have great cell phone service. So, you know, if you're going to be able to bet on who leads the restart, and there's 40,000 people punching into a 40,000 people trying to participate, which I think they might. I mean, it's got to be the most technically advanced system to start with, and you got to have great Wi-Fi.
Robin Miller is the NBC Sports Motorsports analyst. Robin, it's great to have you back in the Freak Nation. Let's suppose that Roger Penske, on one of these Sunday night phone calls, asked you what you would like to see done with the first $10 million he wants to spend at the track. What would you tell him?
Oh, I already said, I did that, Kenny. I did that about, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. I sent him my 10 things I want to see done. Raise the purse, bring back the apron. Winning the pole for Indy should be worth $1 million. Winning the race should be worth $7 or $8 million. Making $500,000 to start last. Go out and get a title sponsor. Now, here's I don't think I've said this yet. I haven't written this yet, but I think this whole Speedway purchase, I think the silent partner in this whole thing is John Menard. And here's why. He's worth $11 billion, according to the latest Forbes magazine. He's been sponsoring RP's cars for the last 3 years and got more success with Roger than he's ever had doing it. He lets him have Smyrna Speedway. And, you know, what if RP said, hey, you know, let's go in and let's say it costs $300 million and RP said, give me $150 million. That is, you know, for a guy worth $11 billion, that's not much money. So I don't know. I think that RP will get a third engine manufacturer, and it won't be Lotus. It won't be John Judd. It'll be Ford or Toyota or somebody big, because he's the one guy that can walk into a boardroom of any company in the world and get their attention. And so I think we're going to have a third engine manufacturer. I think the purse is going to go up. I think he's going to try and get the Indy purses raised because they're a joke. So, I mean, he knows. He's been on the other side of the fence all these years as a car owner, but he's also in track stuff. He knows the payout is awful. And the fact that there's going to be 24, 25, 26 cars in a few races this year is staggering when you see how much it costs to race and how little you can make.
Does the city of Indianapolis, the region of Indianapolis, does it really want the racetrack? Is it going to support the racetrack for more than the celebration of the Indy 500 once a year?
Well, yeah, just because it is such, everybody pretty much still makes money in May. I mean, the gouge is in, you know, we're responsible. Indianapolis is responsible for 3 and 4 and 5 night minimums and Motel 6 is costing $250 all over the country. It's Indianapolis' fault. So people still make money in May. and it's still embraced by the city, and there's still events around Indianapolis. You guys know, you've been here. It's just that the rest of the year, it sits there, and you know, the museum. Oh, that's the other thing. I said, Roger, you got to knock the museum down and build a new one, and make it first class. And I think he'll do that too. You know, cool. Because it's embarrassing to think that the Speedway Museum looks like it does, and you got all that treasure in the basement that nobody can see. And you know, it's why do you have a museum with a bunch of stuff in the basement that nobody can see? I mean, it's the dumbest goddamn. Sorry, it's the dumbest thing in the world. Makes no sense. I know he doesn't like that either. I know that we've talked about it. So I think he's going to do a lot of things that race fans are going to like. And, you know, and I think he's also going to do a lot of good things that are just going to be for the betterment of the competitors. And, you know, everybody said, I hope he doesn't guarantee spots for the Indy 500. Well, he's not going to this year. He's not going to mess with it. You know, all these bleeding hearts are stuck. Oh, Miller, you're such a traitor. You used to be an Indy 500 guy, and now you say they're on a guaranteed spot. You think NASCAR is dumb enough to have the Daytona 500 without Kyle Busch? Hell no. And Indianapolis, as fragile as the sponsorships are in this circuit, and as hard as it is to get sponsors, you know, did it do the Indy 500 good to have James Hinchcliffe sit out a couple years ago? Of course not. So if 22 spots are saved for the full-time competitors, you still got 11 spots up for bumping. That's more than enough. But isn't it funny, back in the IRL days, when they barely had 33 cars, nobody seemed to care about the tradition of qualifying. It makes me crazy, and it's a good thing you guys got an 8-second delay, or I'd start cussing.
You got the GD on us, so it's all good. Robin Miller preaching it here. It's good. Preaching it here in the Freak Nation. And, you know, perfect segue to what I wanted to ask you. I want to ask you about Fernando Alonso. But before you address Fernando Alonso and whether or not he may go back with Honda at Andretti for the Indy 500, what is the status with James Hinchcliffe and Sebastian Bourdais? Will those two be on the grid, March for the St. Pete Grand Prix?
Well, Marshall Pruitt did an update for our website, racer.com, last week, and had a good little tidbit about it looks like Sebastian Bourdais may run the first three or four races for A.J. Foyt on the road courses, which would really be good for Foyt because he needs somebody to get them a baseline and get them set up and find their way. And, you know, obviously Bourdais is one of the best setting up a car. I think Hinch just got enough money to run Indy and Toronto, and I think Honda would help him a little bit. But Honda spent so much money keeping Rossi, they might be able to give him an engine. But I think Hinch is going to end up being on NBC before the season's over. I think he's going to be a pit reporter or maybe in the booth or both or something. I just think he's such a natural on TV anyway. And I told him, if he takes my job, it's no problem. I'll just drive him around. He needs to tip me, though. I'll be his Uber driver. So
his pit lane Uber.
I wrote last week after talking to Michael, I think Alonso's going to drive for Michael, so he'll have a total of 7 cars at Indy. And Honda, it seems like they've kind of forgiven and forgot. I don't think they've forgiven McLaren, but it seems like they haven't raised much fuss about, you know, Michael bringing Alonso back. It's so good for the Indy 500 to have him here, and especially if he can be competitive like he was in 2017. He's a pleasure to deal with. I'm sure you guys have interviewed him, and he's a racer. He loves to drive, and he loves to be competitive. And you know, I think he's been at Dakar the last week or so. And I think when that ends, I think he'll have his official announcement. But Michael, you know, on the record, he said it's looking pretty good. So I think it's already a done deal, and I think that's good. That's good for IndyCar, and it's good for the Indy 500.
Robin Miller, NBC Sports, Racer.com, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And it's tough to talk about your employer in a negative way, and I'm not asking you to do that, but what's your opinion on NBC and the coverage for not just IndyCar, but motorsports? My personal opinion, Robin, is I haven't seen someone cover the wealth of motorsports this good ever and do it successfully. But that's coming from my perspective.
Are you talking online or on TV or both?
I'm talking both.
Yep.
What do you see with NBC Sports, and are there any improvements coming?
Well, I think what they decided, I worked at Speed, I got to work at ESPN for RPM Tonight. That was a cool show, and then it went away, and Then Speed, I thought, was the best with Wind Tunnel and Speed Report. And they, you know, we covered everything. And then Fox closed them down for some unknown reason. So NBC, you know, they come along as Versus. When I first joined them, it was the first year I did TV was Versus. And now, basically, in the last 2 or 3 years, NBC's decided we're going to be the motorsports network. NASCAR, IndyCar, IMSA, motorcycles. And I love the fact that the big wigs like Sam Flood and John Miller have committed that, hey, we're going to spend a bunch of money, we're going to hire a bunch of people, and we're going to cover it like nobody else. And like last year, we started the NBC Gold, the online service. And I think we had 10,000 or so people online for whatever it was, $50 a year. And we did practice like a real telecast, even though it was just streaming online. And it was pretty well received, especially at Indianapolis, because it was the only place to watch practice. But I think, you know, there's some changes coming, I think, for NBC. I'm not sure what they're going to be. I still wish we could have a 30-minute show on open wheel racing in general, following NASCAR America. I think that would be, if we could, just in our season, if we could just have a 30-minute show. I mean, Hinch is right here in Indianapolis, and Kevin Lee and myself, and we could do it right here, and we could do an IMS production's pretty cheap, and I think, you know, I just think with a personality like Hinchcliffe, it would click and be working. So I think we're going to try and maybe hopefully work on something like that. But I just, in this day and age, when you see how fractured sports are and how everybody's doing everybody's trying to get people to watch them, and they're pulling out every stop, I think maybe NBC's kind of gone back to the basics a little bit and said, look, we're going to cover racing from flag to flag. Now they got that. They got another gold service that you can watch drag racing and IMSA and motorcycles, and you can watch their practice sessions and stuff. So between NBC Sports Network, NBC, and the NBC Gold packages, I just don't think anybody's ever tried to do it better and tried to do it more comprehensive.
All right, Freak Nation, again, March is when the IndyCar series gets cranking. Robin Miller, NBC Sports, and of course the racer.com. Happy New Year, buddy. We'll see you down the line sooner than later.
Are you guys going to the Chili Bowl?
No, I'm going to do the right thing, Robin Miller, and have chili in my frozen ass home in Phoenix.
Well, you guys do have one of the cutest little girls of all time, I got to tell you.
Yeah, well, it's...
Oh, thank you.
If we just find the damn father, I think we'll be good to go, Robin.
No, you really didn't. Well, all right. You guys get online and watch streaming. I know our buddy Chris Blair is going to promote the IndyCar series at the Chili Bowl. He's the best promoter IndyCar racing's got. I think he's probably been on your show. Tell you what, if IndyCar had about six promoters like Chris Blair, we'd really be doing good.
Bam. Robin, thanks, buddy.
Great. Okay, gang.
All right.
Later.
Robin Miller here in the Freak Nation.